続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21.
Emma loves reading. For her birthday, her mother gave her a new lamp for her bedroom so that she could read at night. Emma's mother also gave her a gift card for a bookstore. And now Emma can buy a lot of new books.
Question. What did Emma's mother give her for her birthday? Number 22.
John works for a software company in a big city. He often feels tired of city life, so he hikes in the mountains every Sunday. Last week, he found a beautiful mountain in his favorite nature magazine. He will visit that mountain next week, and he is looking forward to hiking there.
Question. How did John find out about the mountain he will visit? Number 23.
Anna loved her grandmother's cooking when she was a child. She wanted to eat her grandmother's food more often because it was always so delicious. Recently, Anna decided to learn how to cook so that she could make her grandmother's food herself. She asked her grandmother to show her how to cook. And now Anna can make all her grandmother's delicious dishes.
Question. How did Anna learn to cook? Number 24.
Welcome to the Royal Hills Airport Lounge. Passengers can enjoy free coffee and read newspapers while waiting for their flights. The lounge is open from 6:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. If you have a ticket for a Royal Hills flight, you can enter the lounge for free. Passengers with tickets from other airlines must pay $50 to enter.
Question. How can passengers enter the lounge for free? Number 25.
Tom has not been very good at math lately. He usually gets bad grades on math tests, but he wants to get better. So he started studying with his mother for 30 minutes every night. Last week, his teacher told the class that they had a math test the next day, and Tom got a perfect score.
Question. How did Tom get better at math? Number 26.
William Shakespeare was a famous English writer. He wrote many plays and poems. One of his most famous plays is Romeo and Juliet, a sad love story. And another is A Midsummer Night's Dream, a funny story. Shakespeare's works are still studied and performed all over the world today.
Question. How are Shakespeare's works seen today? Number 27.
Attention shoppers! This store will close in 15 minutes. If you need to buy anything, please go to the cash register soon. Our staff members will be happy to help you find what you are looking for. We hope you have a great night, and we hope to see you again soon.
Question: Why is this announcement being made? Number 28.
John is a high school student. He is on the school's basketball team, and he enjoys playing basketball after school. However, he hurt his wrist last week. Now he just goes to the school's gym and watches his team practice. He hopes that his wrist will get better quickly so that he can play again.
Question: What does John do after school now? Number 29.
Anna usually stays at home on weekends, but this Saturday she will go to see her grandparents. They live quite far away, so she cannot get to their house by bus. Anna asked her older brother to take her to their house, but he said that he had to prepare for his college entrance exams. Thankfully, Anna's parents bought her a train ticket.
Question: How will Anna go to her grandparents' house? Number 30.
On Friday, Sarah's friends asked her to have dinner with them and go to a movie after that. Sarah wanted to spend time with her friends, but she had had a busy week at work. In the end, she chose to stay home and relax. She called her friends to tell them that she was not going to go out.
Question: Why did Sarah stay home on Friday night?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退出するときは別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは解散の指示を出すまで静かにお待ちください。